For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, January 14th, 2019. Beginning with some international news, the U.S. stepped up its criticism of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro this weekend with an explicit call for the formation of a new government in the South American country. The U.S. State Department said it stood behind the head of Venezuela's opposition-run Congress, prepared to step into the presidency temporarily to replace Maduro. Maduro says he denounces attempts by the supremacist elite that controls the White House to promote a coup d'etat in Venezuela, attacking the constitution, democracy, and peace in the country. And Maduro says he has requested the help of representatives of the UN system in Venezuela to stop the persecution and blockade of the U.S., the access of medicines and food that the nation requires to meet the basic needs of their people. And in Congo on Sunday, presidential runner-up Martin Fayulu confirms he has filed a court challenge to the election results asking for a recount. The Constitutional Court has 7 days to consider it. Fayulu has alleged a backroom deal between the declared winner, opposition leader, and President Joseph Kabila. Fayulu tells reporters the court challenge includes election result forms posted outside Congo's polling stations. He says you can't manufacture results behind closed doors. And in France, with weeks of anti-government protests by the Yellow Vests continuing, Marine Le Pen, with France's far-right National Rally Party, launched her campaign Sunday for this year's European Parliament election. Le Pen's party and other nationalist anti-immigration movements hope to dominate. She said the moment of the big political changeover has come. Here at home, lawmakers in the New York State Senate and Assembly both plan to take up a package of election and voting reform bills today, the first full day of the 2019 legislative session. Measures include legalizing early voting, pre-registration of 16 and 17-year-olds, consolidating state and federal primary elections now held in different months, and eliminating a loophole which allowed companies to skirt campaign donation limits. New York is among the worst 10 states for turnout in both the 2016 and 2018 elections, continuing a decades-long trend of low voter turnout. Good government groups have advocated for changes for years, and they'll be on hand to see if lawmakers follow through on their promise today. Susan Lerner, director of Common Cause New York, says there's no reason we should be trying to cram millions of voters into a 15-hour window on one single day, while 37 other states enjoy days or weeks to vote. Common Cause New York says hundreds of grassroots Let New York Vote activists are swarming the Capitol this morning to demand change. They say they're busing Common Cause New York members into Albany from across the state to send an unmistakable message that it's time to give New York voters the elections New Yorkers deserve. Supporters say the changes are likely to boost turnout most among groups that are typically underrepresented on election day, such as young voters and immigrants. Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans in New York by more than 2-1. The Assembly and Senate are expected to pass the election reform package today. In other news, the standoff over funding, which led to the partial government shutdown, hits day 24 today without an end in sight. Trump last week blamed immigrants for drugs coming over the border. Now, on Sunday, he moved to blaming immigrants for sexual predators in the U.S. He tweeted, "Thousands of illegal aliens who have committed sexual crimes against children are right now in Texas prisons. Most came through our southern border. We can end this easily. We need a steel barrier or wall. Walls work!" Exclamation point. John Jones, Texas Department of Public Safety at Fox News. Meanwhile, Trump advisor Senator Lindsey Graham is encouraging Trump to reopen the government for several weeks to continue negotiating with Democrats over funding for the U.S.-Mexico border wall before Trump takes the more drastic step of declaring a national emergency. Graham says he thinks Trump is willing to accept the level of wall funding he's seeking, along with some immigration measures Democrats might accept, such as helping immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as minors. Trump has said that while he wants a broader immigration deal, he first wants to hear what the Supreme Court has to say about the group known as Dreamers. About 800,000 workers missed paychecks on Friday. Many received blank pay statements. Some posted photos of their empty earnings statements on social media as a rallying cry to end the shutdown, a jarring message that many in the White House feared could turn more voters against Trump as he holds out for billions in new wall funding. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.